Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I am so glad to have my friend, Bobby Connor, who is well-known. I've done other podcasts with him. He ministers powerfully in lots of different settings. And today we're going to talk about the stuff that's happening in our country, especially as it relates to Christian people, because so many people are confused and disappointed. And, you know, we're seeing certain persecution of Christians in terms of the tech giants taking Christian ministries offline and that kind of thing. But as I said in an earlier podcast, God is still on the throne. And so Bobby and I are going to talk about it today on the Strang Report. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Bobby. I always like having you on my podcast because people share it, and I have huge numbers usually. And with everything that's going on, I've been trying to figure out how to deal with it because it seems like everything changes every day. But, you know, basically, a lot of people, including me, reported that Donald Trump would win twice. I wrote a whole book about it. Now, it wasn't a prophecy book. What I did was write about what is happening in our country, my own views, and I quoted prophets going back all the way to 2007 with Kim Clement, who said he'd have two terms. Now, it's turned out it's not two terms, and we're really not here to talk about that. But my concern is that so many people are kind of bewildered, and also I'll turn it over to you in a minute, but it reminds me of something that happened in the 1920s, and that was so long ago. You know, none of us were alive, and most people are forgotten, but it was called, or the common name of it was called the Scopes Monkey Trial, and it was over evolution. It happened in Tennessee, and I guess maybe a teacher was teaching evolution in the schools, and he ended up in court. Actually, the evolution side lost in the trial, but in the public consciousness, things shifted. And in some ways, it was almost like Christian people, they felt so despondent. It's almost like the evangelical community crawled into a hole. And then right after that, it was the Depression, and right after that was World War II, and evangelicalism, as we know it today, didn't really reemerge until, you know, when Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and people like that came on the scene. And I've talked to historians who kind of explained it that way, and as with everything that's happening, I'm just thinking we can't let that kind of thing happen again, where we're like a turtle and we pull our head in the shell. So forgive me for monopolizing the conversation, but I just wanted to kind of set it up because I want to hear what you feel the Lord is saying and how can we encourage people who are listening.
All right, Steve, thanks for having me on the podcast. Here's what I really believe with all of my heart. The Lord had me to write in our Shepherd's Drive for 2020, top priority is to build on a solid, sure, scriptural, biblical foundation. And that's one of the things that happens is people begin to look everywhere else except the Bible. Hosea says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the Bible talks about if we're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, we're capable of being tossed around by every strange wind of doctrine. And one of the things I think that God is saying to us is we've got to just kind of settle down and get our focus back on God. Jesus said it this way, Steve. He said, men's hearts failing them for the things they see coming upon the earth. And yes, it doesn't mean we stick our head in the ground like an ostrich or something like that. We look at what's happening, but we don't focus on that. We focus on Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. So the devil, he knows that verse, so he's going to do everything he can to disturb and distract and get the people of God in a place of fear. But the Bible says God did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a well-disciplined mind, a sound mind. And so what we got to do now, I believe, is we got to get our focus back up on the foundation of the Word of God and realize God changes not. I am the Lord. I change not. He's not fickle. He's not moved by different fads or fancies. He is eternally. It says the grass withers, the flower fades, but what? The Word of our God will stand. So I get a lot of stuff going on now. People asking me, oh, man, what's going on? I'm so fearful of this. I'm fearful of that. God says, don't be fearful. Listen, I'm going to give you some verses now. Psalms 27, verse 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait upon the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 46, 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. We've got to settle down and just take a deep breath and get back into the Word of God. And listen, Isaiah, this is a great verse for the people right now. Isaiah 35, verse 4 says, say to those that have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will deliver and save you. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad the Lord is not up there, Steve, wringing his hands going, I never saw this coming. He's got the end from the beginning. And if you look in the Bible, he said he's author and finish. You're not author and oops. Now, we start some plans and some projects, and they overwhelm us, but not God. God has a time, Ecclesiastes 3:1. God has a time, a season, a purpose for every activity of God under heaven. And we need to really reinforce in the hearts of the believers and the saints that God is on our side. Psalms 118, verse 6, listen to what it says. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can mere men do unto me? And so what we've got to do is get the focus of the people back upon how steadfast and sure God is. And we do a shepherd's rod for every year for 26 years. And the theme of this one that's coming up for 2021 is this. Our help comes from Almighty God. Because many times we look at different resources and we think, well, that'd be help. No, our help comes from the Lord. Remember it says there in Psalms 21, verse 1, I will lift up my eyes into the hills. And then it says, then it's a question mark. It says, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. And what we've got to do now is not look to some other source other than the Lord. Even in the Bible, they were looking to the hills thinking, well, I could get some help from there. No, we can't look for that. We got to look to the Lord. And the Bible said they looked into the Lord and their faces were enlightened. His face will change our face if we'll turn our face to him. One of the things I think you and I need to concentrate on, getting the people to do that, 2 Corinthians 3:18, as we behold him, the ruling, reigning Redeemer, with an unveiled face, we're changed from one dimension of glory to the next. We've got to behold Jesus like he is so we can become more like him. 2 Corinthians 3:18, as we behold him, the ruling, reigning Christ, with an unveiled face. I said, Lord, show me, tell me something about that veil that's keeping us from seeing the Lord in his majesty like we should. He said, it's going to stun you. The veil that's keeping the church from seeing the Lord in his risen power like we need to see him is tradition. Tradition, Steve, is the only thing I've ever found in the Bible more powerful than the Bible. Teaching for commandments the traditions of men and making the word of God of none effect. What I'm trying to say to all of us is let's get back to the word. That's what Jesus said. If you build on any other foundation other than my teachings, the rains will come and the winds will blow and the house will crash. But if we build upon the solid word of God, the rains will come, the storms will blow, but our house will stand. Now, you just interrupt me whenever you need to, but I am wanting to...
Well, this is so good and so encouraging. I just appreciate. And, you know, if anyone has ever heard you minister in person, you're like this. You know, it's just like a fire hydrant. You know, so much water is coming out. So thank you very much. But, you know, I mentioned earlier the prophecies, and, of course, this is kind of controversial in the body of Christ, because, you know, there's a whole segment of the church that believe that this all ended with the apostles, and it's only been in the last century with the advent of what we call the Pentecostal movement, where, you know, where this is even that it should, be a part of the church today. And really, until the charismatic movement came along, did we even recognize apostles and prophets? And you and I have been around long enough, and my listeners, we all know examples of prophecies don't happen. And as I've been interviewed, even with some of the prophecies about Donald Trump, I've said, you know, that in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, now we see through a glass darkly. And human beings interpret what they think is going to happen. And even with Donald Trump, you know, there are, you know, there's reason to believe that he really did win. And if that's the case, the prophecies came true. I actually predicted in my book that one of the reasons he might lose was just massive voter fraud. And I actually did research and touched on some of the things that have come out. Now, we cannot sit back and just use that as an excuse. The fact is that forces that tend to, I want to be careful in what I say, they tend to be anti-God, have seized control of our government. But, you know, this is not new. This is not new at all. The church has been persecuted going all the way back to Roman times. And I mean, there's lots and lots of examples. And what's happening now, you know, what I'm going to call liberalism or secularism really has its roots back in the 1920s. It really does. And it's just kind of gotten worse and worse. If anything, I looked at Donald Trump not as a savior, not as a messiah. In fact, I didn't even like Donald Trump to start with. I backed Ted Cruz. But he turned out to be a hero in a lot of ways for religious values. And, you know, I think that that record stands regardless. But, you know, some people probably did make him more godly than he really is. But for whatever reason, he seemed to be supportive of Israel and Christian values. That is why I supported him and why I wrote the books I did. So I don't even feel that I have to back off of anything that I wrote. And, you know, I wanted to believe the prophecies. You know, there were prophecies that he'd win the first time. And when I heard them that he'd win a second time, it was fairly easy for me to believe it. I never got a word from God about it. The fact is that we've got to live in this environment, in this country. And Christian people need to be encouraged and realize that God is on the throne. This is not the worst thing that's ever happened to the Christian church. And God could have purposes. You know, things could get bad enough that actually it sparks a great revival. We really don't know. And it's like somebody said, the kingdom of God is not going to come in on Air Force One. I don't care if it was and actually, that was said, you know, long before Donald Trump was on the scene. And I just thought it was a kind of a clever word picture that is absolutely right. The kingdom of God is not going to come in based on a politician or a political party or anything else. So, you know, I'm guessing that you probably agree with me, but I'm just interested in your opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's not one doubt in my mind that God Almighty did not anoint President Trump to be president. You know that that's what's in your book also. But I'm telling you, God is not through with him. And one thing I think that the Lord showed me was that we thought we're just going to cut down the tree, but God said, no, I'm going to go after the rotten roots. And so I think it's going to take longer than we thought. And every day the day goes by, it seems like we find more corruption, more terrible things that are being uncovered and revealed. But I think God wants to get the thing all the way down to the rotten roots so it'll never spring back up again. I'm talking about this far left, anti-God, anti-church stuff. We're in a battle, but I'll tell you what, if you look at it, it's already won. That's what the Bible said, we're the head, not the tail, above only, not beneath. And one of the things I think we got to do is we can't second guess God. Let's just say what God says and believe what he's going to do. And I'm telling you what, I know this with all of my heart, that Donald Trump won by a landslide and is stolen from him. If Joe Biden sits down in the president's chair, he's sitting in a stolen seat. That's what I believe. But like we said, God's not going to straighten this thing out from the White House, but the church house. And so that's what we got to do. And I love some of the verses that we need to get down in the hearts of the Christians is Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. If you study the Bible, the strongest, most powerful thing in the whole universe is the right hand of God. And the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, we're seated with Christ, and he's seated at the right hand of God. So we're already victorious if we just learn how to get the kingdom of God to earth. And one of the things I think what we need to really focus on as believers is to do the main thing of Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom. And if we'll do that, I think all these other things will find their proper place in our lives and in our nation and in the world. But it's a real threat that we're facing as a nation, honestly. There's a not hardly words to put how drastic it really is, because the devil hates America. He hates America because America loves Israel. America loves to get the gospel out to the ends of the earth. And the devil wants to destroy us. But listen, God is not going to let America turn into socialism, communism. He's going to awake the warriors. And it says in the Isaiah 21 verse 5 says, awake you princes and all your shields, because the deadly foe is at the door. It's time to wake up the saints of God. And I'll tell you what, a lot of it comes back to us as leaders in the body of Christ. We're not stirring the people of God to be more vigilant in our prayers and to take a stand. The book of Jude says we've got to take a stand. You've read the book of Jude, and it says, I picked up my pen to write unto you concerning the common salvation. But it says literally in the Greek, I was possessed. I found it needful to write unto you that you would earnestly contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints of God. We've got to defend the faith, and we've got to really stand up for what we believe and believe what we stand up for. But Paul said, fight the good fight. I used to be a street fighter. If you get beat up, that's not a good fight. The good fight is the one you win. And we've already got this thing won as far as what the Lord says, because he says no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. When all the smoke clears, we're going to find out God is still on the throne, and that's what we've got to focus people to. And he's not going to give up on America, and I don't want us to give up on one another. We've got to stir one another to love. Here's a great verse, and I wish you could just put it out all over your charisma family. It's Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. We can't let the devil steal away from us the steadfast promises of God. It says in Daniel 7, the devil will attempt to wear out the saints of God by accusing God. Isn't that something the devil wants to wear us out? But God wants to build us up, wants us to be steadfast, true, and strong. And so be strong. I want Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, be courageous, don't be afraid, do not be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Rick Joyner always has said, Bobby, why don't you talk about yourself in the plural? Because I'll say, we did this. And I said, well, I'm never by myself. I'm talking about me and the Holy Spirit.
And so that's funny.
That's really true.
It is really true. And, I want people to know how they can stay in touch with your ministry. And so I want you to tell my listeners that because you have so many, you know, great materials and so forth. And then I want to give you the last word as we wrap up this podcast.
Okay, great. It's Bobby Connor Eaglesview Ministry, and it's just www.bobbyconnor.org, and that'll pull up our webpage, and there's tons of articles there, and we've done 300-400 videos, and it's pretty amazing the material that's there, and they're sure welcome to help themselves. And but that's the way to do it. And we've got a lot of books and stuff each year on the Day of Atonement. For 26 years, we have a visitation. We write the Shepherd's Rod. So we've got the Shepherd's Rod coming up for 2021, and it's talking about the Lord is my help comes from Almighty God, and it's getting the people focusing back on where the real source of our help comes from.
Well, that's very good, and I hope that people will take advantage of it. I just appreciate what you've shared. I appreciate your ministry, your leadership in the body of Christ. We will survive this. We will.
Yes.
And, you know, the Bible says that the Lord works all things together for good to those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And just because political things didn't work out the way that we hoped for, just because we're facing some persecution that maybe we haven't faced in the past. God is still on the throne, as I've said before, and all things will work together for good, and we're still believing that God is going to bring a great end time harvest. So thank you, Bobby Cotter, for being with me today on the Strang Report. And thank you to my listeners. Share this with people who you think would be encouraged. Let's get out the word. Thank you for listening to my podcast today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.